Thank you and good afternoon. Wreckage from a plane crash involving a Cal Air Life Flight plane en route to Oakland was located by Humboldt County deputies around 11 o'clock this morning in the Crenell area north of McKinleyville. Law enforcement have confirmed that four people were aboard the plane, a pilot, a transport medic, a flight nurse, and a patient. It was also determined that the plane crashed into trees, and to this point, two fatalities have been confirmed. The plane left the Crescent City Airport at just past midnight, and around 1 a.m. the pilot declared an emergency after smoke began emanating in the cockpit. The plane lost radar contact shortly after, north of the Humboldt County Airport. The National Transportation Safety Board has been notified, and they will arrive to the area around 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. The identities of the victims involved are being withheld pending family notification. Two men were booked into county jail for attempted murder following a shooting at a residence on Stewart Avenue in Arcata early this morning. Arcata officers arrived to the house around 2 a.m. and found multiple bullet holes in the front sliding glass door of the home, along with shell casings. The occupants inside of the house were uninjured and gave a description of the vehicle, a four-door sedan, to officers. About an hour later, an officer located the vehicle and contacted 18-year-old Benjamin Heidman and 22-year-old Connor Lee Wright as a traffic stop was conducted. A rifle was seen in the back seat, and further information linked the two to the shooting. Heidman and Wright were arrested and booked into county jail on numerous charges, including attempted murder, assault with a firearm, and possession of methamphetamine. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a residential structure fire at a two-story apartment complex on 3rd Street in Eureka this morning. At close to 10 o'clock, arriving fire crews located the blaze burning near the top of the stairwell on the side of the building, and crews were on scene for more than an hour before the fire was extinguished. The occupants inside of the building were safely evacuated. Damage to the structure was estimated at $10,000, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. Multiple fire agencies from Humboldt County remain in Monterey County, assisting in battling the Sabana's wildfire, which started last Friday. More than 4,000 fire personnel have remained on scene as the blaze has now burned over 31,000 acres of land, destroying 41 homes and 10 outbuildings in the process. The fire remains at 15% containment, and more than 300 homes have been evacuated, and 2,000 additional structures remain threatened. Earlier this week, Humboldt County sent down a strike team comprising of two engine companies from Humboldt Bay Fire and one engine company each from the Fieldbrook, Bryceland, and Fortuna Volunteer Fire Departments. A bulldozer from the Humboldt Del Norte unit of CAL FIRE also assisted in locating eight missing hikers within the containment lines. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The County Cannabis Chamber of Commerce opposes a new tax measure. Dan Squire has more.
The Humboldt County Cannabis Chamber of Commerce held its first mixer in Eureka in May, and yesterday, founding board member Alice Edrington issued a statement that outlines the chamber's opposition to a new county tax measure that will tax growers on the space and lighting used and not the actual agricultural product. In the press release, the Cannabis Chamber argues that small local growers will be priced out of the business by the taxes that will be much more easily borne by large agribusiness concerns. The statement also says it will keep many growers from working to become compliant with county and state law. The Cannabis Chamber is asking that the supervisors revise the tax measure to mirror the State Board of Equalization's tax guide for the agricultural industry.
Thank you, Dan. The district attorney's office announced that Kalen Meserve, a man who was convicted on 15 felony counts related to rape, assault, and false imprisonment of two victims, was sentenced to 23 years to life in prison on Thursday. Meserve was faced by the two victims at a sentencing hearing, and they read victim impact statements to the court. Meserve will have to register as a lifetime sex offender and will be permanently banned from gun ownership. Also on Thursday, 32-year-old Zach Glasgow of Arcata was sentenced after he was convicted of gross vehicular manslaughter for driving recklessly while under the influence of meth and causing a collision that killed his girlfriend in September of 2013. Glasgow has been ordered to drug court, and if he violates any of the conditions of his probation, he'll serve a 10-year prison sentence. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.